The status quo reigns at Hell in a Cell. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Monday, June 21st, 2021. This update is brought to you by IndieWrestling.us.
WWE.
We'll expect some fallout from last night's Hell in a Cell pay-per-view on tonight's Raw. Bobby Lashley is still the WWE champion. He beat Drew McIntyre inside the cell last night. MVP found his way inside the cell as well after the referee was knocked out. McIntyre battered MVP, but later it was MVP who made a timely grab of McIntyre's ankle, and Lashley rolled up McIntyre for the pin. Also last night, Charlotte Flair beat Rhea Ripley via disqualification, so Ripley is still the Raw Women's Champion. Bianca Belair pinned Bayley with a KOD onto a ladder inside Hell in a Cell to retain the SmackDown Women's Championship. The match between Alexa Bliss and Shayna Baszler included Alexa apparently hypnotizing Shayna and Nia Jax, who was at ringside. The apparent mind control over Nia caused her to strike down Reginald. Anyway, Alexa ended up pinning Shayna with Twisted Bliss. Sami Zayn pinned Kevin Owens with the Helluva Kick, thanks to Sean Ross Sapp from Fightful for pointing this out. It was Zayn's first pinfall win in a one-on-one match since last October. Seth Rollins reversed Cesaro's giant swing into a roll-up for a pinfall win, and Natalya submitted Mandy Rose with the sharpshooter on the kickoff show.
AEW.
Tonight's AEW Dark Elevation has Jungle Boy versus Cesar Bononi and Matt Sydal versus Jack Evans. Plus, FTR is in tag team action, as well as the team of Eddie Kingston and Penta El Cerro Miedo. COVID-19 related issues are wrecking plans for a promotion in Japan once again. The dominant top title holder in All Japan, Suwama, vacated the Triple Crown Heavyweight Championship over the weekend after he tested positive for COVID. Suwama was set to defend the gold against the champion Carnival winner Jake Lee in less than a week. Both Kento Miyahara and Yuma Aoyagi stated Sunday they want to challenge for the title, but there's no official word from All Japan on what it plans to do about this.
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
New Japan has announced its first show in front of live fans in the United States since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. Resurgence will go down on Saturday, August 14th at The Torch, a 5,000-seat outdoor venue at the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum. Among the names scheduled to appear, Jay White, Jon Moxley, The Good Brothers, Filthy Tom Lawler, and Shota Umino. The show is set to be broadcasted live with Japanese commentary on New Japan World and on Fight TV with English commentary. Back in Japan, the Kizuna Road Tour resumes on Tuesday with the Never six-man tag titles on the line in the main event. Hiroki Goto, Tomohiro Ishii, and Yoshihashi defend against Evil, Yujiro Takahashi, and Dick Togo. Looking further down the road, 9 wrestling companies, including New Japan, Pro Wrestling Noah, Dragon Gate, and All Japan will come together in September for a 2-day event to commemorate the 70th anniversary of the first pro wrestling show ever held in Japan. Major League Wrestling officially confirmed some additional names for its Battle Riot 3 match coming up on July 10th. TJP, Gringo Loco, Kevin Koo, and newcomer Aries. That's Just Pro Wrestling News for Monday, June 21st. Our next update comes your way tomorrow morning, so please rate, review, subscribe, and hit that notification bell so you don't miss a thing. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.